Okay, Chaver, so we're learning Maseches Sota. We're doing the sugyas of Duchening. And last time we learned, we saw a Gemara. The Gemara tells us on the Bama of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that Amar Lahem has to be Bekora. I would have thought that you could do a Belachash. I would have thought that you can Duchen quietly. Right? Amar Lahem, however, tells me Ka'adam Ha'omer Lechavero, like when I speak to my friend, which means it has to be audible. It's not enough to be silent. Adkan divrei haGemara. So last time we learned, we said, you know what? This Gemara is actually the subject of one of the more famous discussions in Judaism regarding Shomei'a Ka'ona. And we noted a famous comment of the Beis Halevi, which actually I sent around today on the WhatsApp group. Does someone want to tell me what the Beis Halevi says? We sent the Beis Halevi around. Who wants to tell me what the Beis Halevi says? There's actually a way of raising your hand on Zoom also, but I'm not sure how to do that. Abigail? Two participants. It says, I have managed participants. Yes, I do. Well, that's like so cool. Okay. Correct. Right, what the Beis Halevi is saying, and he comments actually that what I'm saying is against Chacham Echad, that you could be Yotzei Duchening according to this Chacham Echad with Shomei'a Ka'ona, and the Beis Halevi says this is not correct. That's his basic argument. Now, the thing is, the thing about the Beis Halevi is that he notes that if this Chacham Echad would be correct, so then we could explain a Mishnah in Megillah. Right? What does the Mishnah Megillah say? Anyone have a recollection of the Mishnah Megillah that Beis Halevi quoted? So Beis Halevi notes that the Mishnah Megillah says that the one who is Maftir Benavi gets the Davin Musif, and he is also the one who duchens. Apparently, maftir was something that nobody wanted. Now, today, I think in Shul, everyone wants maftir. But at the time of the Mishnah, no one wanted maftir. My guess is because, like, speaking parts are scary, you know, they might correct you with the way you pronounce Hebrew, something like that. So people didn't want maftir. So if you agree to accept maftir, they'd give you as a prize, as a reward, they would give you the opportunity to daven musar for the amud, and they'd also give you the opportunity to duchen. And the question is, what do you mean they give you the opportunity to duchen? So the Beis Halevi says, you know what? If this pshat is correct, that you could be yotzi duchening with Shomei'a Ka'ona, so giving me an opportunity to duchen means that what they are telling me is, you get to be the one who says the bracha. You get to be the one who says Yivarechecha, Hashem B'Yishmerecha, and everybody else listens to you. And everyone else is Yotzei Shomei'a Ka'ona. But it's better to be the one who gets the speaking role yourself. The Beis Halevi notes that if this Chacham is correct, so then we could explain that Mishnah. However, the Beis Halevi says he thinks that this Chacham is not at all correct, because since you require Koram, so therefore you're not going to be Yotzei with Shomei'a Ka'ona, and that is the beginning of this conversation. Now, just like a bit of history, who was this Chacham that the Beis Halevi refers to? So the answer is that the Chacham was Reb Bezalel of Vilna. There were two great Gedolim. There was Reb Shlomo of Vilna and Reb Bezalel of Vilna. Reb Bezalel of Vilna wrote the Tshuva Sefer called the Reishis Bikurim. His brother is Reb Shlomo Vilna. Reb Shlomo Vilna was the Ram, was the fellow who the Almana Ram hired to edit the Shas. You know, the standard Shas that we have is called the Ram Shas. If you look at the front page, at the Sharblat, it says that this was printed in the Defus of Ha'achem v'Ha'almana Ram. Right? That Mrs. Ram and her two sons printed this Shas. And she was a tremendous tzaddikess, and the story is that she used to immerse every page in the mikveh beforehand, and she needed someone to edit the Shas. So you needed somebody who's a big genius. So that was Reb Shlomo Vilna. Reb Shlomo Vilna edited the Shas. And his brother Reb Tzalo Vilna, who they say is even a bigger genius than Reb Shlomo Vilna, so Reb Tzalo Vilna has a sefer that not too many people ever look at for the Reishis Bikurim. I think this is like the only really famous piece in the whole Reishis Bikurim. And he tells us a story that one time he was in the town of Trieste in Italy. And when he's in Trieste, first of all, he noticed that they duchen in Trieste every Shabbos. Our Ashkenazi practice is that we only duchen on Yomim Tovim. And even then, we only duchen in Musaf. Nonetheless, excuse me, he says that they would duchen every Shabbos in Trieste. And he gets to Trieste, and they say to him, why don't you be the one who duchens? He's like, what do you mean, me? Everyone duchens. They say, no, you're the one who says it. And they did it with Shomea Ka'ona. And Reb Tzalo Vilna says, you know what? This pshat is gewaldic, because it explains the Mishnah in Megillah the same as the Beis Halevi noted that Mishnah in Megillah. And he says it's also gewaldic, because it explains a pasuk in the Torah. A pasuk in the Torah. That's pretty good. If you could get away with a pasuk in the Torah, that's pretty good. Abigail? Does it make sense that in Italy they have minhagim that are more like Yerushalmi minhagim? What do you mean by Yerushalmi minhagim? Like, oh, yeah? So, it sounds like you took a course with Dr. Kannerfogel or something. This is a known thing in academic Jewish history. Professor Shaul Lieberman is the one who's mefarsing this, that the minhagim in Italy are often minhagim. Now, he's talking about minhagi tefillah specifically. There are different nuskos of tefillah. For example, do you say haporeis sukkas shalom, or do you say poreis? Do you say the word minim in the bracha v'lam ashinim, but you don't say the word minim? Do you say chanei mitcha chachma bina v'da'as, or chanei mitcha de'a v'haskel? Frankfurt am Main, the minig in Breuers, is like the last place on the planet, I think, where they do the old minhagim that were known as minhagi tefillah of Eretz Yisrael. Those are the minhagim that went through Italy. But I think that is an earlier time period in Italy. Reb Shlomo Vilna is the end of the 19th century. So the minhagim that he encountered are not those same Italian minhagim, which are like Yerushalmi type minhagim, the way you said it. So Reb Shlomo Vilna says that the minhag in Trieste was that one kayin would say tochening, and everyone else would be Yosef Shomea Ka'ona. And that would explain the Mishnah Megillah that we noted, and will also explain the Pasuk in the Torah. Because the Torah in Parsha Shemini writes, Vayisa Aharon es yadav al ha'am vayivarechem, that Aharon raised his hands, and Aharon gave them a bracha. And Nishalat HaSha'ilah, what do you mean Aharon gives them a bracha? L'cha'oran, there are three Kohanim at this point in Jewish history. There's Aharon and Elazar and Isamar, because Nadav and Avihu are already dead. That bracha that Aharon gave was before Nadav and Avihu died, no? So, basically, the question is, right, why only Aharon do we mention? We should mention that all the Kehanim are Duchenig. So, the Reishis Bikurim, Reb Shlomo of Vilna, answers that, you know what? That's exactly the pshat. The pshat is that Aharon was motzi them with duchening based on Shomei Ka'ona. Now this is like a really lumdisha pshat in a pasuk. This is like what we call brisker Torah in its most extreme form. Know that you accept all the lumdis and you put it back to the Chumash. Yeah, but okay, that's what Rabbi Bezalel of Vilna suggested. But the Brisker Rav says, I don't like it at all, etc. Now, in later generations, the Chazon Ish wrote his Sefer, and the Chazon Ish basically takes a very strong issue with the Beis Halevi. The Chazon Ish says, you know what, conceptually, the Beis Halevi seems to be saying that the way Shomei Akaona works is that when I hear you say something, it's the halachic equivalent of me saying something. And therefore, the Beis Halevi understands that, okay, I'm saying it, but who says I'm saying it with the Kol Ram? Who says I'm saying it with the correct way? Just like last time we learned, we spoke about that wild and crazy rugged shavar, about the Aseres B'nei Hama B'nei Shema Achas, so you're saying the words. Shomei Akana means you're saying the words. But just saying the words isn't enough sometimes, because sometimes you have to say the words in a particular way. That's the way the Beis Halevi understands Shomei Akana. However, the Chazon Ish says that no, Shomei Akana doesn't mean that by hearing it's the halachic equivalent of talking. What Shomei Akana means is that I am being motzi you. Shomei Akaona, the one who says it, is being motzi, the one who listens. It's not that the act of listening is a way to fulfill the mitzvah. It's that the one who says it is being motzi, the one who listens. Shomei Akaona basically requires a tziruf. It requires a connection between the Shomei'a, the one who hears it, and the Mashmi'a, the one who says it. You can't have Shomei'a Ka'one unless you have a Mashmi'a. And the Chazon Ish explains, you know what, if the Beis Halevi is correct, so let's say I would turn on the tape recorder. And the tape recorder, I have a tape recorder that's set, you know, for Shabbos. It's going to go off 11 o'clock in the morning. And you hear someone laying, Zachar, you hear Pasha Zachar. So are you going to be Yotze that way? So the Chazon Ish says that, of course not. It's ridiculous that you should be Yotze. Because you're not hearing it from someone who is a Bar Chiyuva. You're hearing it from a tape recorder. And a Katan can't be Motzi Ushamei Ka'ina. If the Beis Halevi is correct, so then even a Katan should be able to be motzi you with Shomei Akaona. Now, this proof of the Chazon Ish is actually refutable, no? Does anyone want to try to refute the Chazon Ish's proof? Basically, what the Chazon Ish is saying is that Shomei Akaona cannot mean that the act of hearing is the halachic equivalent of speaking, because if that's the case, we'd end up in these absurd situations that you hear from a tape recorder, etc. Rather, Shomei Akaona means that you have a tziruf between the Mashmi'a and the Shomei'a, and that's how you are Yotze. Does anyone want to try to refute the proof of the Chazon Ish? It's not. Meira, unmute yourself. But again, so what the Chazon Ish, I think, is saying is that if the Beis Halevi is correct, so Shomei Akaona means that when you hear something, it's like you say it. So I heard it from a tape recorder, so it's like I said it. Why would I not be Yotze that way? I think you're getting at something. Just continue with your train of thought. What are you trying to say, Meira? Nachon, yeah. Absolutely. And that's what the Stapler I don't remember if I gave you the stapler in the Maram Kumbas or not. I assume that most of you don't have access to the stapler. I don't think it's on Bar Ilan. But the stapler makes exactly that point. Shomea Ka'ona for the Beis Halevi can't mean that just listening is speaking. That's impossible. Rather, Shomea Ka'ona means that when you hear a halachic sound, so you're yotze with that halachic sound that you heard. I hear a halachic tekiyas shofar. I'm yotze with that tekiyas shofar that I hear. But if I hear something that's not a halachic tekiyas shofar, I hear something which is... pardon me. I also think I'm not dying, Baruch Hashem. I hear something which is... just a sound. It's a recorded tekiyas shofar. That's not a sound of a shofar. Shomea ka'ona, I think, is the point that Meir is saying, you need kavana to be motzi. Now, the Beis Halevi, however, is saying something a little more nuanced, the way the stapler understands it. What the stapler is saying is that, according to the Beis Halevi, shomea ka'ona means that when I hear a halachic sound, I am yotze. But first we have to define the sound as a halachic sound. To be a halachic sound, it has to be a sound that is produced by someone over bar mitzvah, over bat mitzvah, etc. That's a halachic sound. But for the Beis Halevi, I am not yotzi because you are being motzi me. I'm yotzi because I hear the sound. You created something that is called a halachic sound. That halachic sound is floating through the air. And when the Shemea channels that halachic sound, so the Shemea gets his or her mitzvah. For the Beis Halevi, the halacha is still not that you are being motzi me. The Chazon Ish says that Shemea Kona means you are being motzi me. So if you did it in the proper way, if you did that Aseres B'nei Haman in one breath, if you did Duchening B'koram, I am yotze, because you did it properly. The Beis Halevi says, no, you're not being motzi me. Shomea ka'ona doesn't mean that you are discharging my obligation, but shomea ka'ona means that you created some, I'll use the term cheftza, even though it's not really a cheftza, you create some sound waves that are halachically significant. When I link into those sound waves, I am yotze, not because you are being motzi me, but just because I am yotze. That is the Beis Halevi versus the Chazon Ish. Good? Should we go on, ladies? This is relevant for the Seder is coming up, no? Tosfos. Yeah. A chalak between what and what? Meira, you were also saying something? We'll get there in a minute. Excellent. Tosfos, right? In other words, if... Right. By the way, one of the best things about learning is like when you can channel something that you learned in the past, it's like such a geschmacka feeling, no? They're like, oh yeah, I remember that sugya, and then like you find it and you like upshlug the Rebbe, there's like no greater feeling ever. Keep on looking for it, Sarit, you'll find it. Let me just go on a bit. The Chazon Ish in that essay in Simon Chavtes, the Chazon Ish says that this is relevant for a discussion in Tosfos at the beginning of Perek Arvei Pesachim. You know, Leil HaSeder you have to drink Dalet Kosos. Well, who's you? Do we assume that the person who makes the Seder has to drink the Dalet Kosos? And everyone else is Yotze through that person's drinking of the Dalet Kosos? Or do I say no? That everyone has to drink the Dalet Kosos. Right, Tosfos on the first daf in Arvei Pesachim on Sadi Tes, right, Tosfos says that the lashon of the Mishnah is lo yifchasu lo midalet kosos, that he, meaning the leader of the Seder, needs Dalet Kosos. Perhaps the idea is that the entire assemblage, all the Misubim, don't need Dalet Kosos. They don't need their own cup in front of them. They just are Yotze with the cup of the Baal HaBayis, who drinks it. However, Tosus says, maybe everyone needs their own cup. And Tosus then comments, you know what? Yesh lahachmir. You should be machmir. That means, and I think, does anyone do the Seder differently? In my Seder, I think in most people's Seders, everyone has their own kos in front of them, and everyone drinks the Dalet Kosos on their own, correct? Hey, anyone ever saw something different? No. Okay. So the Chazon Ish says that that discussion should plug in to our conversation. Who wants to plug it in for me? How does that suffix in Tosfos relate to whether Shomea Ka'onah means that through hearing I am Yotze, or whether Shomea Ka'onah means that you are being Motzi me when I hear? Does anyone want to plug this one in? I would call on somebody, but like, no, that's mean. So someone should raise their hand here. Yeah, we should do a hand raise. Anyone? Oh, okay. And this is how we raise hands, right? Anyone want to take a stab at this? If Shomea Ka'onah is the pshat, that when I hear the words I am Yotze, but the thing that you did doesn't carry over to me. So I heard the words of Kiddush, but I don't get one of the Dalet Kosos because I don't have my own cup in front of me. But if Shomea Ka'onah means that I am being Motzi you, so then if the leader of the Seder has a cup and drinks that cup, then you're all Yotze. That's basically what emerges. So now, the funny thing is, the Chazon Ish says, oh, you see from that Tosfos that I'm right. It's funny because it's like punkt verkehrt. How do you say punkt verkehrt in English? It's exactly the opposite, no? Because our practices, like Tosfos concludes there in Sadi Tesum Bezum Psachim, that Nira Lahachmir, that everyone has their own cup for Dalet Kosos, that would seem to be Beis Halevi-like. More than Chazon Ish-like. Nonetheless, right? Because if the Chazon Ish is correct, so then you are Motzi me, and you drank four kosos, so I'm Yotze, Gevaldik. You said, Aseres B'nei Haman with one breath, so I'm Yotze that way, Gevaldik. The Chazon Ish is saying, you know what, Me'ikar Hadin, it's amazing, no? The Ikar Hadin is, says the Chazon Ish, that only the Baal HaBayis has to drink Dalet Kosos. The others do not have to drink Dalet Kosos. And since that's the Ikar Hadin, the Chazon Ish is being medayik from Tosfos Leim Psachim Tzadi Tes, Tosfos says, Nachon Lahachmir, that means may Ikar Hadin Yotzi without it. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says, I'm right, that Shomea Ka'onah is a form of being Motzi someone, as opposed to that you are Yotze on your own. This issue, of course, is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Chof Aleph. No? Let's say I'm in the middle saying the silent Shemona Esrei. And I'm in the middle saying the silent Shemona Esrei. And I hear Kaddish or Kedusha, what do I do? So Rashi writes, in Bracha, Rashi's in Sukkah, but Tosfos in Brachos on Chof Aleph quotes in Rashi, that if you're davening and you hear Kaddish or Kedusha, so Eino Yachol Lahafsik Velanos Im Hatzibor, you can't answer Kaddish. You're in the middle of your Sayin Shona Esrei. You can't answer Kaddish. Ella, right, let me explain. There used to be something called Kaddish and Kedusha. In ancient Jewish history, there was something called the Minyan, and people would daven together, etc. Right, we have to like give everything in historical context. But Rashi says that you don't answer your Mav Yisayim Shimon Esrei. Rather, what you should do is you should be silent, and you'll hear the Kaddish and Kedusha, and you'll be Yotzei that way. But the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say no. Adarabba, Yishemeya Ka'one, it's a Hefsikim Shosek. If Shomeya Ka'one, so then it's as if you're Mamish interrupting. Okay, so who wants to plug this Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, into our Chakira? Remember, according to Rashi, you're quiet, and you're Yotzei Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, etc. According to Tosfos, no. If you're quiet and you're Yotzei, it's like you're talking. Meira? Correct. That's the Pashtus. In other words, that if the Beis Halevi is correct, the Shomei Kohen is like, I said it, so then it's a Hefsek, no? But if Shomei Kohen is just that you're being Motzi me, it's not a Hefsek. That's the standard approach in Judaism, that is like freshman Judaism. It is, however, possible to say that there is no proof from that Tosfos in Brachos. Anyone want to try to refute the proof from the Tosfos and Brachos? Remember, there's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos about if I'm Imam, I sign Shmona Esrei and I hear Kaddish and Kedusha, what do I do? That's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Great. And the Pashtus is that they are disagreeing about our question as how, what's the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona? However, it's entirely possible, I would say, to learn that even according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who say that if it's ka'one, so therefore it's a hefsek, that doesn't mean that shemei ka'one means that you're talking. Anyone want to take a stab at this, or should I fill you in? So the pshat might be azai. Ready? What is hefsek? Does hefsek mean just that if I'm talking, that's a hefsek? Or maybe there's a maybe the idea of hefsek is effectively. By the way, if you look in Tosfos and Ketzan Mevarchim, Tosfos throughout Maseches Brachos, have like three or four different times. Tosfos says that Tosfos doesn't use the word hefsek. Tosfos uses the word hesach hada'as. No. For example, the Gemara says, if I'm sitting down to eat, and I didn't feed my animals yet, and I'm about to make hamotzi, I washed on the face, now I'm about to make hamotzi, I say, Gevil Laturi, go and feed the animals, no? Because you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animals. So it's not a hefsek. Why? So Tosfos says, because it's not a hesach hadas. You know that you're going to make hamotzi, but you also know that you can't make hamotzi until you feed your animals. There's no din of hefsek. Right, there's no halacha that there's an interruption, and because you say one word, you are automatically not yotzei, because there's like a lack of connection between the bracha and the mitzvah. No. The idea might be that if I do something else in the middle, that shows that I have hesach hada'as, that shows that I'm not paying full attention to the mitzvah that I should be doing. If that's the pshat, so then if I'm in Mo my silent Shmona Esrei, I should be focusing on my own tefillah. If I suddenly hear Kaddish and Kedusha, so then my focus is on something else. My focus is on the Kaddish and the Kedusha, no? And once my focus is on the Kaddish and Kedusha, that's a Hesach Hada'as. And Hesach Hada'as, it could be it's not a Hefsek because it's like I'm speaking. Let's say that Shemei Ka'one is not speaking per se. Let's say everybody agrees with the Chazon Ish, but it could be I'm still not allowed to interrupt. I'm not allowed to, to think, to listen to the Kaddish and Kedusha, because if I listen to the Kaddish and Kedusha, so what emerges is I'm not focused on my silent Shemona Esrei, and there's going to be a Hesach Hada'as. This is like a very big Chakira. Is there a din in Judaism of Hefsek or not? Pesach is coming up, so I'll just give you another example of Pesach. What's the only yontiv in Judaism when we don't make a shehachiyanu? It's a trick question. Well, the last 2 days of Pesach, correct? It's the only time that you don't make a shehachiyanu when you make Kiddush. Every other yontiv, I guess besides Yom HaKippurim when we don't make Kiddush, but every other yontiv we make shehachiyanu. So very often you have somebody who's like an absent-minded professor, and he has like the whole tune for Yontiv, Kiddush, Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu b'yavam adim l'simcha. And then the person just like says, Shehachiyanu v'kiyamanu. And like everyone is like trying, turn the light on.
Oh, sorry.
And everyone is like, Shehachiyanu. And the guy says Shehachiyanu, and everyone answers, Amen. Because it just feels natural. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in the Tshuva Milcha Shlomo that if you answer Amen to Shehachiyanu, it's not considered something that interrupted. You don't have to make a new Borei Pri HaGafen on the wine after, because he says there is no Hesach Hadas. There's no din of Hefsek, says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I said Amen. I said a word that doesn't belong there. But that's not a Hefsek. Because hefsek is not a halachic construct, right? It's not an interruption. The halachic construct is hesach hadas. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. So here also, in our case, it could be, again, it's an opposite type of application, but in our case, it could be that because you're mesiach da'as from your Shmona Esrei, that's why you shouldn't stop, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and it's not based on the lumdus of Shemaya Ka'onah. Okay, so basically we have a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Beis HaLevi about what Shemaya Ka'onah is. And the Beis HaLevi, however, is very difficult. The standard explanation of the Beis HaLevi is that because it has to be Koram, so therefore you're not Yotze with Shemaya Ka'onah, that's very difficult. The Netziv has an etshuva, the Meshev Dover. I sent you the Maramakom on the WhatsApp today. But the Netziv in the Meshev Dover says, one second, we know that Mikra Bikurim has to be Bikoram. Mikra Bikurim, right, has to be done out loud. So one second, if Mikra Bikurim has to be done out loud, yet we also know that you're Yotzei Shemaya Ka'onah. The Mishnah Megillah, in fact, says that Heleni Hamalka made like a special golden tablet that had the text of Mikra Bikurim, no? And one person would say it for everybody. I has to be Bikoram, how are you Yotze? So the answer is, oh, you're Yotze Shemekon, even though it's Koram. Isn't that a Beferish Raya against the Beis Halevi? Again, let's just chazer, because I'm seeing blank stares. Beis HaLevi says that you can't say Shomer Kona because you need Koram. We have a few questions. The Chazon Ish has a bunch of questions. He says, well, Shomer Kona has to be that you're being motzi somebody. We tried to deflect all of the questions that he had. The discussion from the Tosfos in Psachim about the Dalet Kosos, the discussion Rashi and Tosfos in Brachos about Kaddish and Kedusha Mo Shmona Esrei. We tried to deflect all of these proofs, what we call the tape recorder Raya. We deflected that also. Maybe that's not a kol. That's what we said. But nonetheless, there's a Machlokes Chazon Ish versus the Beis HaLevi. Everything is grand. Comes along the Netziv. Netziv says, whoa, 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 dude. Yeah, you're wrong. Because we see Beferish from Mikra Megillah. Excuse me, you see Beferish from Vidui Maiser, I said Mikra Bikurim first time. You see Beferish from Vidui Maiser, that by Vidui Maiser you have to do Bikuram, and nonetheless you're Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona. So how does that work? Huh? Okay, I think we all lost you. Is everyone here? Thank you. Oh, okay, so the Chevra is back. I'm not sure what happened. Like, I think Zoom just died on me, no? I'm on mute. Thank you. Now can you hear me? Okay. I'm not sure what happened. Like, we just totally lost, like, Zoom for a minute. But basically, we have a tshuva in the Netziv. When the Netziv asks on the sort of the Beis HaLevi that you are Yotzei Shomei HaKa'ona, even in situations where it has to be B'Koram. So this led a whole bunch of briskers. By briskers, I mean Rav Soloveitchik says this, and then the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha was a student of Rav Velvel Soloveitchik. He also had this idea. Many have the same idea. But they say that, you know what, you totally misunderstood the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi does not mean the same type of idea that the Rugachever said. Right, the Rugachever, remember, by like the Aseres Bnei Hum in the Shema Achas. That's silly. That idea is silly. What the Beis HaLevi meant is that there's something about Kol Ram by Duchening that does not allow us to be Yotzei with Shomei HaKa'ona. You see, Kol Ram by Duchening, what's the reason for Kol Ram? The Gemara says Kol Ram is Ka'odom Sha'omer L'Chaveiro, like when I'm speaking to my friend. Meaning, I need a connection, no? Actually, Rav Dov Zinger, he should have a Refuah Shleima. He's like the, I don't know if any of you have not read his Sefer on Tefillah, it's Kedai to read it. It's called Tikkun Tefillati in Hebrew. I think it's like Recipes for Prayer or something in English, or Prepare My Prayer or something like that. It's awesome. So Rav Dov Zinger, his whole yesod of davening is that you have to realize you're in the conversation. I'm speaking to you. The you in the case of davening is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch Atah. I'm in the process of talking to God. That's what tefillah is. Duchening requires an awareness of Amar Lahem, that same type of awareness, that there is a connection between me and you. And therefore, I can't be Yotzei with Shomei HaKa'ona. Because Shomei HaKa'ona means that you are forging the connection. But that doesn't help by Duchening. Because Duchening requires, by definition, a Tzeiruf of the Kohal HaMivarech with the Kohal HaMisbarech. You need a connection between those two groups. And the Beis HaLevi does not mean that whenever you have something besides plain words that there's no din of Shomei HaKa'ona. Rather, all the Beis HaLevi meant is that in order to be Yotzei Duchening, you need this connection between the Kohanim and the recipients. That's what he meant. Now, this pshat in the Beis HaLevi basically means that even according to the Beis HaLevi, the Chazon Ish is right. Shomei HaKa'ona always works that I am being Motzi you. The only thing is, by Duchening, I can't be Motzi you, because Duchening mandates a personal connection between the Kohen who's giving the bracha and the Tzibor who is receiving the bracha. The Chazon Ish is correct. All of the Chazon Ish is intuitively so much more correct, no? I'm being Motzi you. It's not just that, like, oh, the mechanical act of hearing. That's impossible. Right? Rather, it means that I am being Motzi you. Chazon Ish is right. There's a special din by Duchening. Is someone, Sarah Verschleiss, are you saying something? Or no? Okay. Okay. If you want, I could try to encourage them not to do so, but I don't think I'll be so successful. Shkaya, thank you. Okay, Chevra. Now, this idea that we're saying is the new pshat in the Beis HaLevi, this can explain the Bir Halacha. How many of you had a chance to take a look at the Bir Halacha in Simon Kuf Chav Chese If Chav Zayin? Anyone had a chance to take a look at that Bir Halacha? There's a din of Bal Tosef. Meir, is that a hand up or... No. There's a din of Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef means... Actually, I used to have a chavrusa when I was in high school who was makbid on Bal Tosef and learning. So like morning Seder is supposed to end exactly at noon, and like whenever it's like 12 o'clock, he'd like slam his Gemara. He's like, Baltos, if you can't learn too much. That's absolutely, patently, totally false. There's no Isser of learning too much. It's not possible. But the Isser Baal Tosef is that I can't add on to mitzvos. No? I have dalad minim. I can't also have a peach with them. That would be Baal Tosef. I have duchanin, yivarecha Hashem, v'yishmerecha, etc. I can't add an additional posuk of Yosef, Hashem aleichem kachem elef pa'amim. I can't say Hamalach HaGoelosi. The Kayan is not allowed to add extra brachos on. That would be Baal Tosef. However, the din of Baal Tosef is that it has to be somewhat connected to the original mitzvah, no? I'm not allowed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's Baal Tosef. But theoretically speaking, I'm allowed to sit in the sukkah today. If they'd let me outside, I'd be happy to sit in the sukkah. There's no Baal Tosef because it's not connected to the mitzvah. By duchening also, there's only Baal Tosef if you do Baal Tosef in a way that is the same as the mitzvah and is connected to the mitzvah. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that you only violate Baal Tosef if your hands, if the Kayan's hands are still up. No? That's the only way you violate Baal Tosef. So the, right? So the Mishnah Brura is bothered by the Kasha. Mishnah Brura is bothered by the Kasha. He says, one second. The Rambam tells me that if a Kohen adds an extra bracha, bein bekol, bein belachash, if the Kohen adds an extra bracha, whether audibly or silently, you violate Baal Tosef. So this is a head scratcher. What do you mean? How do you violate Baal Tosef? If you add the extra bracha when you're sitting, that's not duchening. Because duchening has to be standing. If you add the extra bracha without your hands up, that's not duchening. So that's not Baal Tosef. So if I add the extra bracha in a silent voice, that's not Baal Tosef. How could it be Baal Tosef? The Bir Halacha asks. How can the Rambam tell me that I violate Baal Tosef if I add an extra bracha, bein bekol, bein belachash? Right? That's not true. Because if I add a belachash, I'm not Yotze, because you have to be Bekol Ram. So what exactly does the Bir, what exactly does the Rambam mean? That's the Bir Halacha's Kasha. And the Bir Halacha says, you know what? I don't know. Tzarech Iyun. But the Bir Halacha, in Se'if Chav Zayin, the Bir Halacha Dimasso Ve'im Hosef. I think last time, one of you commented that was hard to understand. When I write Beis Heilamid, does that stand for Beis Halevi or Bir Halacha? So I think today when I sent out the Makoros again, I tried to clarify what is what. So I changed it to Bir Halacha so that you understand exactly what it is. But the basic point is that the Bir Halacha has this kasha. According to what we're saying, however, we can answer the kasha of the Bir Halacha. Who wants to plug this in and answer the Bir Halacha's kasha based on what we're saying? Dun 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 da 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 dum bum bum bum. Does this mean that I should repeat the question again? That someone, anyone, it's hard to tell. Ms. Engel, what do you have to say? Not much. Ms. Siegel. Oh. Yeah, that. Is it choppy for everybody or just for? Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, the story of my life at home is that I have a lot of kids on lots of devices at this point, and it's not working as well as it could. But we're doing the best we can. We'll try to put it up online. Now, but basically, the Bir Halacha has his kasha. How can the Rambam say that you're Yotze? How can the Rambam say that you violate Baal Tosef if you duchen silently, but duchening has to be Bekol Ram? If you do it silently, that's not duchening. So the answer might be, no. Kol Ram is not a condition in duchening itself. Kol Ram is just a requirement to make a connection between the Kohal HaMevarchim and the Kahal HaMisbarchem. If that's all Koram is doing, so therefore you can violate Baal Tosef even without Koram. Because Koram is not really the same type of requirement by Duchening as the other requirements. That's the basic idea. Okay, let me do one more Gemara with you. Now I see what you mean by this is very choppy. Like, I hear my own voice very well, and when I just was listening to you, Abigail, it was like a scratchy old record in slow motion. I didn't understand what you said. You want to try to say it again? Or you want to, honestly, chat it. Type the question. Did I free your chat? I think I did. Question, but don't we say that out loud? So out loud is ma'akev, absolutely. But out loud being ma'akev only means that you need a connection between the Kohen who gives the bracha and everybody else. It's not the same type of ma'akev as sitting, right? Sitting isn't duchening at all, right? Is it more clear now? That's the basic idea that we're trying to get at. Now, let's move on to a Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes. Turning your Gemara to Daf Lamed Tes on the Aleph. Lamed Tes on the Aleph is like halfway through the page. Just want to do one brief Gemara. And we'll try to bring a raya from this Gemara. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva, tries to bring a raya from this Gemara to Rebbe Tzalel of Vilna, to the Chazon Ish, to that whole school who says, oh, one second. Why are we able to make the distinction between standing and out loud? Oh, okay, yeah, it is easier. So basically what the Gemara says is, Amar Lahem, Koram is Ka'adam Ha'omer L'Chaveiro. The word Koram only means like I'm speaking to you. It doesn't mean really out loud. Koram is just a way of making a connection. Now, exactly. Shira Siegel, yes. Unmute yourself, yeah. So, in theory, if there would be such a way, correct. The idea of panim, keneged panim, and koram is exactly the same idea, that we need a connection between the tzibor and the kohanim, which might be why the Gemara has the two drushos right next to each other. Now, I should note, Meira, did you have a comment a minute ago? Sarit? Was that a hand up or just waving at me? Okay. It could be that you're not hearing me well either now. Meira, you had a comment? Yeah. Again, so if it's done silently, there's no connection, so it's not called duchening. But let's say that you have somebody who is able to make a connection, but it's not a strong connection. It's like bad Wi-Fi over Zoom. It's not a strong connection. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, let's say you have a Kohen who's really hoarse. So, can that Kohen duchen? So Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkatin Yudaleh that you can't duchen if you're really hoarse, because there's no Koram. According to our approach, you can duchen. Because even if I'm hoarse, I could still make a connection to you, no? I've spoken to people in my life when I'm hoarse. They've spoken to me. You could still create some sort of connection, so that would be enough. Again, if it's so hoarse that you can't say anything, so maybe you're not. I mean, yesh la'ayin, what about if you're lip reading or something? Is that enough of a connection? I don't know. But the basic idea of forging a connection, I think, is that's all we're trying to bring out. Now, yes, Sarit? Yeah, so this is like, I'm sure someone's going to put out a sefer now based on coronavirus about the halachos of Zoom. It could be that I could be motzi you to some extent al yedei Zoom because I'm forging this connection. It happens that like halachos that require a real minyan, you can't do over Zoom because you need, for a minyan, you need 10 people in the same location. But it certainly is possible. We'd have to look at each area of halacha independently and analyze it to come to a conclusion. But let's just go on for a few more minutes. Yes. Yes, 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 correct. In other words, what Rav Schechter was, that question is related to this, but that question is also a little different because, you see, I wear hearing aids, no? That means that whenever I hear something, I'm actually not hearing your voice. Your voice is being transformed into some electrical signal, which is then heard by me. I'm not hearing your voice directly because I have hearing aids. Certainly if you have cochlear implants, you're not hearing the voice directly. The question by Mikra Megillah was further complicated based on this idea. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that I can't be Yotzei through something that was just converted to electrical waves. That's not your voice. You need to hear the voice. The Chazon Ish says, no. Reb Shlomo Zalman says he discusses with the Chazon Ish when he was a kid, and the Chazon Ish says, no, if you hear something the same time that someone says it, that is the halachic equivalent of hearing. So what if it's transformed into some circuits, but that still is the halachic equivalent of hearing. Okay. I want to make two more ha'aros. I was planning on doing a little more. yeah, I asked you to turn to Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, so turn to Lamed Tes. In the middle of the page. Sha'alu Talmidos Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. Ba'meh harachta yamim. The students asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, how come you had a long life? There's a whole daf of this, like in Megillah Chav Zayin. They ask everybody, how come you lived long? And everyone says, because I did this mitzvah and that mitzvah, etc. That's our zocha to a long life. So that's what Elazar ben Shammua, b'meh harachta yamim. Amar lahem, he responded, mi yamai lo asisi beis haknesses kapandarya. I never walked through the shul. I never used the shul as a shortcut. V'lo pasati al roshei am kodesh. I think this means I didn't abuse my power. I never trampled on the heads of the community. The third thing that he said is that the reason I had a long life is because I never duchened without a bracha. And everybody and their aunt jumps up and down, they spit water nickels, and they say, what do you mean you never duchened without a bracha? Right? Of course you never duchened without a bracha. You have to make a bracha when you duchen. Every time you do a mitzvah, like, oh yeah, I never washed the tefillin yadayim and didn't make the bracha. Whoopity-doo-dah. Right? I never ate bread with that. You have to do it. That's not something. But meharachta yomim sounds like it's something that's like an extra thing. That's why you have arichas yomim. But just because you made a bracha, that's not something that should merit arichas yomim. You made a bracha because you have to make a bracha. Why do you get arichas yomim based on that? That's the kasha. So if Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, I gave you the Maramokim, it's Chelak Gimel, Simin Yon Zayin, etc. If Moshe says, no, I'll tell you the answer. What he means is, lo nasasi kapi below bracha means, I was never yotzei duchening with Shomei Akaona. This whole that really, Rebbe Tzala Vilna is right, that you can be yotzei. But the reason I had a long life is because I decided that I'm always going to do the mitzvah on my own. And therefore, I had arichas yomim because of the special midas chasidus that I had, that I always did the mitzvah on my own. That's where Rav Moshe explains that Gemara. Again, if you go through that Tshuva Nigus Moshe, it's like five or six other explanations, but this is the punchline. And the punchline relates to the whole conversation that we had with the Beis Halevi and the Chazon Ish. Let's make one more comment on this Gemara, and then maybe we'll go on to the next sugya. Here. Turn to Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph in our sugya. Right. O'eino ela b'lachash. So again, the Gemara derives the halacha of Koram from Amar Lahem, from Adam Ha'omer L'Chaveiro. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos asks a question. Why are you learning from Adam Ha'omer L'Chaveiro? You should learn from Har Gerizim and Har Eval. So many of the halachos in this Amud are derived from a comparison, a Gezeirah Shava, a Hekesh, between Har Gerizim and Har Eval and Duchening. So why don't I learn Kol Ram from there also? By Har Gerizim and Har Eval, they had to say it very loud. So why is that not sufficient? That's the question. Did I lose you again?